Hello, everyone, and welcome to The Coach Home. I'm your host, Mo Stewart. And yes, you might not want to hear about other teams right now because you're still in the afterglow of Liverpool winning another trophy. But don't worry, there are plenty of other teams who are as happy as us. And we're going to start with one right now. I've got Jack Collins here of Bullamish Pod. And Jack and his team went to Old Trafford and got themselves a win. Now, this isn't quite as rare as it used to be. You look at Manchester United, but in the recent past, there's been many times that I can think of where clubs have started well, Fulham have started well in this fixture, and it hasn't turned out the way you wanted it to. And then you get to the 89th minute, and they get an equaliser. And I feel like everybody outside of that bubble watching expected one more goal for Manchester United.
Oh, yeah.
And yet, it was one more goal for Fulham.
Exactly. Well, first up, congratulations. Obviously, we're delighted to watch you beat Chelsea as much as you're as delighted as us to watch us beat United. So either way, a good weekend to be on together, I think. But yeah, no, it's an incredible result. First Fulham win at Old Trafford since 2003. So it's been a long time coming. But also, I think what was really cool about this is that Fulham were just the better team for 90 minutes. And to have come away with nothing. And as you say, as soon as the equaliser goes in, you're like, oh, we're doing this again, are we? We've done this a couple of times against United recently, conceded 90-plus minute goals to draw or lose. And you're just going, oh, here we are again. And it was Maguire who shouldn't have been on the pitch. And he was like, oh, here we go. Right, great, fantastic. Thanks a lot, everyone. We've done this again. But yeah, no, for them turned it around. And it would have been a travesty, I think, if we hadn't got anything out of the game. But to go and win it then in that kind of fashion, remarkable. And this is it. The Fulham are a weird team, right? And when you kind of look at it, I think it was Johnny Nick at Football 365 who said Fulham are the most fun mid-table side because they have the capacity to beat anyone. They also have the capacity to implode against anybody else. And you look at the Burnley results, and then you look at the Arsenal result and this result, and none of it makes any sense, Mo. No. But it's okay as long as we're not being dragged in below us. And these are the kind of results not you come to expect, because I think that especially given last year, we beat the teams around us, we beat the teams below us, we didn't beat anybody above us. This year feels a bit different in that Fulham are a little bit more volatile. But when we turn it on, we really turn it on. And I think that doing this without Polina in the middle, and without Willian on the flank, adds to the value of it. But I mean, let's be frank, United were dreadful.